Captain Shailesh V. Gaikwad is an alumnus of 15 Naval Engineering course. His educational qualifications include Bachelor of Technology, Mechanical from Naval College of Engineering, Master's of Technology in Systems and Control Engineering from IIT Bombay. His CA appointments include Assistant Engineering Officer INS Rana, SEO INS Mumbai, Engineering Officer INS Sahyadri. The officer has carried out staff instruction duties at INS Shivaji, duties of Senior Joint Manager at Naval Dockyard Mumbai, and as Joint Director at DME. The officer has also carried out duties as Senior Manager, M15 Test House at INS Axila, and is presently appointed as XO Axila. He has co-authored his paper with Lieutenant Colonel Prateek Mathur. Lieutenant Colonel Mathur is an alumnus of 105 Basic Engineering course. His education qualification include B.Tech from Naval College of Engineering and M.Tech in Thermal and Fluid Engineering from IIT Bombay. He has done a CA appointment as ALO, AU on board INS Delhi. The officer has carried out duties of trials officer at GTTT and is presently appointed as Deputy Manager Protection at Axila. Now I may request the speaker to continue with his presentation. I would just be making him a presenter. Thank you, sir. Please continue, sir.
I have your permission to start, sir. Good afternoon to all participants of webinar. We firstly thank INS Valsura for giving us this opportunity to present our paper on application of artificial intelligence in testing and health monitoring of gas turbines. In the next 20 minutes or so, we will be presenting our proposed approach in designing a neural network based AI tool for testing and health monitoring of gas turbines. The scope of presentation is as indicated. There has been a technological leap in the field of AI over the last two decades. AI has reached the point where it is set to trigger the next wave of technological disruption, and it is prudent for us in the Navy to absorb the technology and use it in our day-to-day application and draw benefits it has to offer. Towards this, utilizing the AI technology in testing of gas turbines is being proposed. Today, AI is being used in every sphere of application, be it computer science, mathematics, psychology, linguistics, neuroscience, and many more. Application of AI have become very popular in fields, namely natural language processing, gaming, speech recognition, vision systems, etc. The need of AI has been felt to create expert systems which exhibit intelligent behavior with the capability to learn, demonstrate, explain, and advise its user, to help machines find solutions to complex problems like humans do, and apply them as algorithms in a computer-friendly manner. AI has a number of tools to solve the most difficult problem in computers, such as search engines and optimization, logic and control theory, language, probabilistic methods, statistical methods, and neural networks. In the paper, we propose to use artificial neural network towards our work on testing and health monitoring of gas turbines. A short introduction to ANN. Artificial neural networks are mathematical-based models based on human brain structure, and are used to solve a large number of problems such as function fitting, clustering, classification, pattern recognition, etc. The human brain is composed of a large number of elementary units called neurons, interconnected to each other by synapses. A neuron is a sort of filter which receives a number of signals and activates if the total signal is higher than a threshold, sending its own signal to other neurons. The information speed is not very high, but the neurons are massively parallel connected, so the result is a very fast processing unit. A neuron can be mathematically modeled as a weighted summation block and an activation block. The input signals are collected into an array, while the vector assigns the weight. The summation block simply computes the value of the scalar product and is compared to the threshold value. The output value is calculated through an activation function. Most commonly used are limit, sine, linear, sigmoid, etc. An application of a four-layer ANN with three input and one output is as shown. In analogy to the human brain, an ANN is composed of a large number of interconnected neurons organized into three or more layers. The number of input and output layer of neuron corresponds to the number of input and output parameters of the problem, while the number of neurons in the hidden layer can be chosen on the basis of many different criteria defined by the user for each application. The advantage of using ANN is that there is no need to implement any description of the input and output relationship. The network learns such a relationship from data. Once it is trained, an ANN is a black box that provides output values corresponding to an input pattern. The learning process consists in identification of optimum weights value for each neuron. Learning is supervised if input and output data is available. Otherwise, learning is said to be unsupervised. In this case, only input data is available. Supervised learning for multi-layer neural network is based on the backpropagation algorithm. Basically, for each element of training set, the output of each neuron is computed. An error signal is calculated, subtracting the desired and predicted output values, and a weight correction is determined for each neuron, backpropagating the error. The learning is stopped when the error is found to be less than a threshold value. Coming to the application of ANN for gas turbines. A gas turbine is a highly nonlinear system, and therefore it is difficult to capture its dynamics and formulate an accurate mathematical model. Use of ANN as black box gives us the advantage of doing away the cumbersome process of mathematical modeling. Further, the self-learning properties of an ANN can be utilized to evolve our process and predict accurate results. I will now proceed with the proposed approach of implementing ANN tool for testing of cruise engine of the M15 gas turbine aggregate at Exelon. Testing of M15 gas turbine aggregate consisting of the boost and cruise gas turbines, boost and cruise reduction gears is being undertaken at M15 test house, Exelon. The test house setup, as shown on the screen, consists of test stands for testing the GTs and RGs, associated auxiliary systems, dynamometer for loading GTs, and a state-of-the-art digital data acquisition and control system. The vibration monitoring system is equipped for recording and monitoring of GTs and RGs throughout their range of exploitation. The setup at M50 test house provides opportunity for recording parameters and monitoring the performance of the gas turbine and induction gear in digital form. Post overhaul or repair, the GTs are subjected to extensive trials over their complete range of exploitation. A GT is subjected to a number of starts towards achieving an auto start and tuning it during the trials. Further, during full power trial, the GT experiences phenomenal thermal stresses. Thus, achieving early auto start and tuning the gas turbine is essential to avoid undue stresses on the gas turbine during trials, which may be detrimental to its health. In addition, monitoring of gas turbine flow path contamination and vibrations are also essential during the trials as well as in service exploitation of the gas turbines onboard ship. The ANN concept is therefore proposed to apply to the following three functions for the gas turbine: tuning and achieving auto start for an overall engine, identifying fouling and establishing periodicity for chemical washing, and health monitoring based on analysis of vibration signals. The dynamics of an overall gas turbine sometimes is unpredictable. Though a set of calibrated fuel equipment, sensors, and control system components are installed on it prior to start, this set of calibrated systems aid in starting the gas turbine. However, depending upon the dynamic of each engine, may require tuning for achieving idling followed by auto start. The gas turbine, by virtue of having mechanical control components, require a number of settings to be undertaken so as to achieve idling and auto start, and thus tuning of this gas turbine becomes an iterative process. The graph shown on the screen depicts a typical trend of exhaust gas temperature of the gas turbine during a start cycle. It is crucial that the exhaust temperature is always maintained in the tolerance band and plays an important role during the start of the gas turbine. Similar tolerance values have also been arrived for other parameters of the gas turbine for the study. The ANN model proposed is as shown on the slide. The interrelations of each input neurons are being worked out, and an equivalent weightage is being assigned to them as to arrive at an exact output in terms of tuning parameters recommended to be applied on the control system component. The ANN will be trained using data of successful GT starts and also starts which have been assisted or aborted. The ANN will be utilized to tune the gas turbine starting followed by auto start with minimum iterations. It will also provide recommended settings to be undertaken on the control system components to aid the operator. Moving on to the application of ANN for assessing GT flow path fouling. Fouling is the adherence of different contaminants such as sand, dust, oil droplets, bottom mists, etc. on the surface of gas path components. It leads to an increase in surface roughness and a change in airfoil shape. The end result is performance deterioration. Compressor fouling causes a decrease in flow capacity and isentropic efficiency. Fouling-based performance deterioration can be reversed by compressor washing using water and or detergent. The washing process on board should be assisted by an optimized schedule, taking into account downtime and safety issues. This is because frequent washing increases downtime and maintenance cost, and sometimes it may also lead to premature blade surface erosion. On the other hand, a long duration may cause an incomplete performance recovery. Chemical washing and steam washing presently in ANN is being done on a fixed hour routine. The artificial neural network proposed to be utilized to identify the fouling of the gas turbine flow path and recommend the optimum periodicity of chemical wash to be undertaken is as shown on the slide. The input parameters indicated have a direct bearing due to fouling and are used as input to the ANN. The output of the ANN is the slip, which is a measure of flow path fouling and will be utilized for deciding the periodicity of undertaking chemical washing or steam washing of the gas turbine onboard ship. I now hand over the proceedings of the presentation to Lieutenant Commander Pratik Mathur to cover application of ANN in health monitoring using vibration signatures and navigate you through the balance of the presentation.
Gas turbine health monitoring can be done effectively by observing and analyzing various crucial parameters such as vibrations, temperatures, pressures, lube oil sample analysis, etc. However, vibration recording and health assessment based on the spectrum analysis of the vibration values forms the backbone of the gas turbine health monitoring system, as these parameters indirectly suggest if there is any imbalance or misalignment which might result in damage to the bearings or any specific component of the gas turbine. Until how long a gas turbine can be operated without undertaking any routine, such predictions can also be safely made through vibration analysis. Towards this, there are policies promulgated by IHQ specifying very distinctively the vibration recording points and permissible operation limits for all variants of GTs installed on board ANN platforms. The vibration limits permissible for safe operation of the GTs are established by elaborative trending of the vibration parameters recorded during normal running of the GT. Trial agencies undertake engine health monitoring trials every 6 months for all GTs in which spectrum analysis of the recorded values are undertaken. Spectrum analysis can bring out whether there exists any imbalance in any of the rotor or misalignment between stator components, and accordingly, a decision can be taken for undertaking suitable repair activity. On the other hand, if all vibration parameters are satisfactory and a major routine is falling due, the routines can be deferred also based on the results of the analysis. In 2017, Bendraba and others published their study regarding vibration analysis on a gas turbine engine and its effectiveness in predicting the health of each component. For the study, a GE manufactured MS3002 gas turbine was used. Vibration pickup sensors, which are primarily accelerometers, were installed at all five bearing supports as indicated in the figure, and the data recorded by the sensors was converted from time domain to to the frequency domain using an instrument MovieLog 2. Onboard ION platforms also, T30 and Lenovo Diamond instruments are used for this purpose. Baseline of vibration limits at each point was established through the data recorded during healthy performance of the engine. Further, spectrum analysis at different power regime was undertaken and cross-compared with the baseline readings. The results obtained helped in accurately predicting the health of each rotor and bearings, thereby ensuring minimum defects. In 2018, Mohammed and others in their study used the data from Benrabah's study on GE MS-3002GT. They undertook the spectrum analysis and health assessment predictions using AI system. A model based on dynamic neural networks was designed by them to assist in vibration analysis with reference to the baseline data and key input parameters. The AI model developed could perform the spectrum analysis effectively, and the results were verified with a study done by Benrabah. The neural network was designed to perform the monitoring task defined by input sequences and sequences of desired values corresponding to the output neurons. The AI model was successful in predicting any anomalies in the gas turbine operation in real time. With the integration of AI model with spectrum analysis, the study was successful in reducing the human efforts and successfully predicting the health of the gas turbine. As brought out in previous slides, INS Exela has an in-house GT testbed, and there exists the provision to permanently install the vibration pickup sensors at desired locations on the gas turbine cigar. The proposed study aims at providing the real-time vibration parameters recording by means of these permanently installed sensors on the GT frame near bearing supports and subsequent spectrum analysis followed by recommendations through AI system towards the health of each component of the cruise gas turbine. The neural network based model is intended to churn the data recorded at 5 different locations and compare the spectrum with the reference to the data recorded during normal operation of the gas turbine. This work will increase the capacity to monitor the vibratory behavior of gas turbines under trials. Presence of small defects in these components can lead to very large vibratory amplifications localized on the whole turbine, and the same can be identified and addressed before any failure. Presently, trials of M15 cruise gas turbine and reduction gears are underway, and the sensors are installed at 5 different locations near the bearing supports, with the aim of developing a system of detection of failures using dynamic neural networks based on the use of actual vibration data recorded during the trials of M15 cruise gas turbine. The study is further progressed. This will allow us to better manage the failures caused by vibrations by detecting defects at an early stage before they become critical and warrant major repairs or replacement. As depicted on the screen, location of 5 sensors is indicated. The operating limit at each point is also specified for normal running of the gas turbine. These sensors will feed the data to the input nodes of the neural network for analysis. Input nodes of the neural network are designed to take 6 different inputs comprising of vibration data from 5 sensors and the specified HPC RPM. The output of these sensors is also reflected on a screen in testbed in the frequency domain as the signals are processed through FFT. The output data from these sensors in the frequency domain will be fed to the neural network in real time. The data would be processed at all regimes of engine operation. The baseline limits are promulgated for the cruise gas turbine at 19,200 HPC RPM with specified operating limits at each point. The AI system will be programmed to compare the data in real time with the baseline limits and predict the health of GT as well as indicate any imbalance or misalignment and pinpoint the root of the defect and most possible way ahead. To conclude, as part of this study, relations As part of this study, relations between various parameters such as the fuel pressure, temperature, rectifier tuning, etc. are studied and are considered for analysis and trending with reference to the baseline data to achieve auto start. Based on the real-time feedback of slip data, the decision on requirement of chemical washing of the compressor can be easily made. And the most vital part is the GT health monitoring through effective use of vibration spectrum and integrating the data with the AI model to predict any defect. Feasibility of implementing the proposed AI model at M15 test house at Exela is being worked out. For way ahead, with the implementation of AI techniques, the health monitoring and condition assessment of gas turbine can be undertaken in a much simpler and faster way. Defect identification, localizing the source of origin of defect, and possible solutions can be derived at in a much convenient manner using AI model. The model can be adopted on gas turbines operating onboard Indian Naval platforms and can significantly assist the crew to better manage the maintenance part against the available resources such as spares and dockyard assistance. In addition, the residual life assessment studies being undertaken on various machineries, especially on the gas turbine generators and propulsion gas turbines, can take huge benefits from such a model. With the proposed philosophy in perspective, I conclude by saying that the proposed AI model has unlimited scope and its advantages can be harnessed in the best possible ways in operating the gas turbines onboard Indian Naval ships. Thank you, sir. I have finished with the presentation.
Thank you for the presentation. Thank you for the question answering session. I would request the audience to type in their questions or raise their hands for questions, if any. I have one question from the speakers. If you are planning to use ANN, then what kind of data labels you are looking at from your data? Like, what kind of labels are you planning to incorporate? Are these about some remaining useful life of the equipment, or about the state of the, whether it's effective or operational? Or what kind of labels which you're looking at for data? Because ANNs will be used in supervised learning.
Okay, so we will be incorporating the data. We already have tested about more than 4 GTs in our testbed. And we have baseline data from the trial agencies which regularly undertake the trials on board ship. So we take that baseline data, and when we operate the gas turbine in our test bed, all the input data will be compared with the baseline data in that narrow band of operation. And the artificial intelligence model is designed to indicate to us, to the user, that if we are crossing that narrow band, and if we are crossing, then which parameter we should tweak in to come inside that band.
I have one which is coming from the audience. It's how the, it's one question from the audience, that how will you able to handle proprietary data streams in such case? Like
proprietary data streams. Can you repeat your question, please?
That question has been posed by me. Essentially, what happens is, out of my fleet experience, there were a lot of times when we could not pick up the voltages and the pulses of proprietary, classically in gas turbines. So, how do we handle that part? Because like somebody mentioned in the previous lecture also, the same challenge, even CEO Valsura mentioned, that how do you handle these aspects? They're very, very critical parts.
So, sir. Here the data which we are gathering as inputs to ANN are the mainly the parameters of the gas turbine and the vibration signals, which are available to the user, to the operator. Okay. Though not on all class of ship, but in case of M15, the data acquisition system which we have at Exela is capable of gathering all the data and giving it to the user, that is us. And that data is going to be available to us, irrespective of the origin of the engine.
Understood. Available to you. Looking at anything that is in a pipeline which you can have.
So sorry, your voice is breaking, sir. Can you please repeat the question?
Sir, we have one. Sir, we I would proceed to the next question by Sri Vivek Srivastava. His question is, are you using Python to process and analyze GT vibration data or only GE Make FFT monitor?
So first we are implementing a model on the actual gas turbine, which we overhaul as the mandated for Exela. We are overhauling the M15 gas turbine, and in our test bed we have permanently installed sensors through which we are gathering the data.
So the proof of concept will be done at Exela on the cruise gas turbine of M15 engine. And once the proof of concept has been established or implemented here, we can implement that on board especially P-17 ships, because the LMs are equipped with the state-of-the-art data acquisition system, and a lot of data is available with us. It's being recorded on board ship, and backup is there with the trial agencies. So our next apply it on a P-17.
Thank you, sir. You have enlightened us with the application of artificial neural network for predictive maintenance of gas turbine. And one insight I have while working on some similar project on Gateway, that we were doing a similar thing of data recording in one of the bases. So what we realized that we have to run the machinery only to record the data. And in that scenario, we were actually utilizing a lot of fuel to run the machinery to get some data. And the amount of data which was required was of months. And so just to run the machinery to get the data was not advisable for us. So we went on to then deploy the system, on a deployed system on board a ship. But because as such, the machine is running in the ship for operation, and at that time we are collecting the data. So it would be a good idea to actually get data from a deployed system wherein the machine is not only being run for the deployed for the just data collection, but you will require, as we have presented in the paper, that you will also require to run the machine in the base to collect the data for your for trans. Getting the labels and for getting some standards. That for the standard data, for the true labels, you must you can look into that. Thank you for your sir. Would you like to say something?
Nothing. Thank you so much.
Sir, the discussions, which the gist of various recent research papers that you brought out was very informative, and the paper presented was very well presented, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.